He says, no, Arvis Mishal Shachris, just the opposite. We're learning out Arvis from Shachris. Shrashi Rebbe Yoimer, Shal Arvis Mishal Shachris. Telekeves Echod are the Shachris Koi. That's the posting of a midbird talking about the Tomet Shal Shachris. Shunema Boyes, Akeves Echod Tasa Baboyke. So on that the posting says to bring a Niskoi. So it says that Iker is by the Tomet Shal Shachar. And we learn out Tomet Shabbein Abayim from the Tomet Shashachar. That's the Smachloikis. Where does the Pesach talking about when it says to bring Revias in Yain? Is it talking about the Tomet Shashachar? Or is it talking about the Tomet Shabbein Abayim? So what says Bishleim the Rabbonin, Hai B'Tomet Shabbein Abayim Tziv? The Pesach there's Mash was talking about the Shabbein Abayim. El Rebbe, my time, what's Pshan Rebbe? What does Rebbe say the Pesach is talking about Tomet Shashachar? Omar Rabba Bar Ulo, Omar Kro, La Keves So Echod. It says La Keves So Echod. Is a Zeo Keves, Shinemu Boyechod, which Keves, the Pesach say, like it's called one, Hevi Oimez, the Tomet Shachar. This is going on the Tomet Shachar. The Tomet Shachar, that's where it always says, Keves Echod Tase Baboyker. So the Keves Echod goes on the Tomet Shachar. So therefore, Rabbi Dashin is this Pesach by Midbar, he's talking about the Tomet Shachar. So by the Tomet Shachar, that's where the Pesach says to bring the Nesach, to bring the Niska Yayin. And we learn out the Tomet Shabbein Abayim from the Tomet Shachar. Rabbonin, my echod. According to Rabbonin, they say no. They said this pasuk is talking about the Tomet Shal Shach Shal Ben Arba'im. So why does the pasuk say echod? It means miyuchet shebedroi. It means the korban that you bring for the korban atomid should be the best one. Should be the nicest one. For Rabbi Fred Gemara mimufchar nidorecha nafka. How does Rabbi know this from another pasuk? Says when you want to bring the dorim, you want to bring kabonis, it should be mimufchar from your best korban you should bring. For Rabbonin, chad bechayve bechad benadavu tzricha. Rabbanan says it's not shver. That person, maybe of Nivchar, was talking about when you want to bring in a dova. When you want to stop and give a present to Hashem, that's a svara to bring the best one. Marshenka, when you have a chiyuv to do it, maybe you don't have to bring the best one. That's what here the post says, like Kevas Echad, to tell us even the korban atomid. That's a sechayv. There's a chiyuv to bring the korban atomid. Still, the post is mashma, you have to bring it from the best one. Rashi Tzricha, Yetzad Noita Shanadovet Sarach Liafoisim. There's one svara to say when you give a present, you have to give a nice present. Kadeshet Yisrat Seladoran, that you want Hashem should be mekabel the present you're giving him. V'yakabolas ponim. V'yetzad noita loimer, sh'achoyva amotelas tarach lefroya, choyva mishalim, shalom. Another svara to know like that. Something you have a chiv to do, it's a svara, pay up your choyv the best way possible. So kisi has svaras both ways, so that's why I need two psukim here. You can't learn out one from the other. I need two psukim to tell me that the nedava you bring should be from the best animal, and the korban chayva you bring should also be from the best animal. But then our Mishnah says, "Im hoya kohen gadol zaken or yistinis." The kohen gadol was old, or he was a mafunik. He was very delicate, so the cold bothered him. We used to like heat up the water before Yom Kippur and pour it into the mikvah on Yom Kippur. For Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Ah, shoshes shall barzel hoya mechamin b'er of Yom Kippur. They used to heat up like a metal or shoshes before Yom Kippur. Trashi shoshes chatichas obis, a thick piece of metal. We used to heat up before Yom Kippur. For my shoshes shein, umatilin l'toich tzoinin. And on Yom Kippur we would throw this hot metal into the cold mikvah. Kadesh tofik tzinosin. In order that the mikvah should like be a little lukewarm. It should take away the chill of the water. For at the Gemara, how could you throw this boiling hot metal into the cold water on Yom Kippur? V'aloi mitzarif. It's a melocha you're fixing up this keli right now. So Rashi v'aloi mitzarif. Hanoisin barzel minesh. L'maya mitzarfay mechasko yimakshehu. When you heat up a metal, you like soften the metal a little bit. Now when you put it into the cold water, you're strengthening the metal. That's like a malach, it's like a makav a patish, or a type of a binyan here. But you're being mitzvah, you're doing a malach on Yom Kippur. So how could you throw this hot metal into cold water on Yom Kippur? And the Gemara, Omer Bevoi, Shleigil Tziruf. We're talking about Rashi, Kvahoya Mitzvahin, the mikta. We're talking about the metal was already cooled off a little bit. Afal pi shoy neistin balayla, v'teich cholam lechshas, even though throughout the night you used to leave it through hot coals, enim alubin kokach. But it wasn't that red hot the metal to say that tomorrow, when you threw it into the cold water, that the cold water should be mechazik to make the kli strong. So kitzur, there's no malach of tziruf. It's not called a malach like you're making a kli. It's not called a makma patish because it wasn't that hot the metal. Abayu says no. Abayu Amar. Afilu tema shegila tiruf. Even if you want to tell me the meta was red hot, was very hot, still you're allowed to throw it into the cold water. Why? Dover sheni miskaved muter. You're not mechavon to tzaref here. That's not the kavona by throwing this meta into the cold water to be mechazet to make the kli strong. Since that's not your kavona, it's muter. Fred Gemara though, when we yom Rabbi Hochi, is it true that Rabbi is such a teretz? For a tiny we learned the pasuk says b'sar or losoi. That what when you want to make a bris milah, even though there's a nega there, there's a nega teras there, you're allowed to cut it off. Afilu b'mokim sheishon beheres yikaitz. Divrei Rabbi Yashir. Because even though stam is allowed, you're not allowed to cut off a beheres. If you have a nega, you're not allowed to cut it off. But if the neger is bais mokim on the erla, there's a mitzvah to cut off the erla. You're allowed to cut off the beheres also. Vevinim bo kro lomli for the gemara. What do you have in the pasuk for? The chorab sheet you're allowed to. But the avim in the riz is not mischavin. You're not mischavin now to cut off the nega. Your kavon is to make a bris mila. So since you're not being mechavin to do the avera, sheet it's mutter. What do I need a pasuk for? The yom rabbi is abai your answer to Rabbi Yehuda. The yom adover sheni mischavin oser. Yeah. The rabbi answer why the corner of Rabbi Yehuda need the pasuk. That Rabbi Yehuda says adover sheni mischavin is oser. So I need a special pasuk to tell me that by milam it's mutter. Now han in milam b'chol haTorah kula. Avolocha tiruv t'rabbonin hu. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gears of there is Shri, the Gemara. Let's see what Rashi learns. The Gemara, mi am Rabbi Yehocha, that's Rashi. The Dover Shri, Nimes Kavin Mutter, does Abai you learn Pshat, like Reb Shimon, that Ein Nimes Kavin is Mutter, Lechur Abai explains Reb Yehuda, so it's Mashm Abai holds like Reb Yehuda, that Dover Shri, Nimes Kavin is Osir. So according to Abai, what do you say? It's Mutter here, even though what? Be you not Mechavin, to Mitzarev the Kli, to make the Kli strong, but it happens anyway. It's like, even though Ein Nimes Kavin, but according to Reb Yehuda, it's Chayiv. So Drashi, Kruo Lomeli, Bissar L'Rabbis HaManuga, the Muslim Michtav Yimol Olosoi, Ochsiv Bissar, why does it say Bosafor? L'Rabbis Bissar Ho'omah B'negoyim. They tell us, even though there's a nega there, Odom Kiyeb Or Bissaroi, Lomeli Kruo, the Kasha, Ho'dov Hashenim Skavenu, that was the Kasha, what do we mean the Pasuk for? V'yom Rabbi Abayi answered over there, that it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Alma, we see from here, that since Abayi answers according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Abai learns this posik by Milo is the riot of Yehuda. That without the posik, it would be also to cut off the nega. Even though you're not mechavon to cut off the nega, your kavon is to make a bris Milo. So we see a dover shen and mechavon would have been usher if not for this posik. That's the kasha now. If Abai holds like a Yehuda, and the mechavon is usher, so how could Abai say here, you're allowed to take this boiling hot metal and throw it into the cold water? Even though you be mitzarev, you're making the kli strong now, but since that's not your kavona is only to like take away the chill off the water, but Abai holds like a Yehuda, that a dover shenim eskaven is also. So Gemara answers, Hani mili b'chol haTorah kula, the Rashi, b'chol haTorah b'yisura d'yiraisa, when you're doing this d'yiraisa, you're going kaitzis b'haretz, when you want to cut off the nega from your body, b'yichsev hishama b'nega ataras, there's like an itzara say, you're not, or there's a lav, hishama, like a lav, like you're not allowed to cut off the nega. The yom amar b'koytes barosa kozem adaber. So that's when we say what einim eskaven is also. Avol ha'kod tziruf rabbanan hu. But here, even if you're doing this melechas of tziruf, it's not a nisa the iraisa. It's only nisa the rabbanan. Where it's only yosim of the rabbanan. Here, Rabbi holds einim eskaven is muter. So Drashi, son of the Gersom, v'yein shvus b'migdish. And the rest says v'yein shvus b'migdolegasinin. To a total time of b'yein eskaven. Don't be gross here to say the reason is that since it's only yosim of the rabbanan. Here we're talking about in the base of Migdash. So let's say a svar ain't shvus to Migdash. No, that's not the svar here. Because the Gemara doesn't say that. So totally time of the aim is kavan. The svar is better than the aim is kavan. So therefore, we're coming out now that where it's only nisim with Rabbonin, here we hold Dover Shenim is kavan is mutter. This is the way Rashi is going. The Torah says here, Hoka Gassin Rashi. V'loi Gassin ain't shvus to Migdash. Kivu na filu hevi miskavan lek yisru di raiso, k'loi miskavan na gozva Rabbonin filu b'medina. So Toizias, Kashas on this, Toizias, that Avadis Mash McCorns of Yehuda, that whoever would be us if Mischavim would be an Issa de Raisa, by an Issa de Rabbonin, if any Mischavim or Rabbonin were Geyser. So it's Mash of Yehuda is also Osim de Rabbonin. So that's what Toizias Taka has the Gersa. Toizias says we should be Geyser, that since it's only Osim de Rabbonin here, but you're not really making a Kli. You only be Mitzar if you're making a Kli a little bit stronger, that's only the Rabbonin de Kli, like Tikkun Mona. You'd be Mitzak in the Mona. So even though it's awesome in the Rabbonin, but the Klal is ain't shvus b'migdash. The Torah says you should be gervus here. that since we're talking about in the Beis Hamikdash here, the Rabbanan didn't make Zeris in the Rabbanan, in the Beis Hamikdash.
All right, I'll stop here.
Yedaf lamid dalar amaveis. See, the Mishnah says, "Have Yehu lebeis haparva." He's now on Yom Kippur. They brought the Kohen Gadol to the Beis Haparva. That was his house. That was his lishcha where he used to stay. Uvakoydish hoisa, and this lishcha was bakoydish, was in the Azara. Now perasu sadin shabutz. They put up a sheet made out of linen. Beinele veinom, between him and the rest of the am. That they should not see the way he went to the mikveh now. And now we're talking about already he finished the Korban HaTomid Shal Shachar on Yom Kippur. And the Miri speaks out that he also did the Musafim. And that was the first Avoid on Yom Kippur. Where he first came in, he put on the Big Day Zohov, the 8th Begodim, and he did the Tomid Shal Shachar, and he did the Musafim. And when he finished Musafim, now he came to change his clothing to put on the Big Day Lovin, that he was going to go now Lefnai Lefnim to do the Avodah Hayom. So have you, they brought the Kohen Gadol now after the Korban Musaf back to the Beis HaParva, and it was in the Azara, and now he had to take off his Big Day Zov in order to put on the Big Day Lovin, and he had to go to the mikveh in between. So while he was going to the mikveh was Perasul Sadin Shabutz. So he put up this sheet made out of linen, white linen, between him and the rest of the people to make a separation of Shem Tnius. Now, Kiddush Yodo Veraglov. He was first Mekadish Yodayim Veraglayim, that we had before 10 times he did it on Yom Kippur. Now he did it twice, but every time he changed his begodim. So the Tanakhama holds is that first he made a Kiddush Yodo Veraglov, then Uforshat, then he took off the Big Day Zohov, and then he went to the mikveh. Then he put on the Big Day Lovin, and then he made a second Kiddush Yodayim Veraglayim. Rav Meir says no. Poshat, first he took off his Big Day Zohov, by the beginning. He took off the Big Day Zohov first, then Kiddush Yodav Raglov, then he was Mekadosh his hands. That's the Machlokes Tanakam and Rav Meir. When did he make the Kiddush, the first Kiddush Yodayim Veraglayim? The Tanakam holds that while he was wearing the Begodim, the Big Day Zohov, he was Mekadosh his hands, and Yodayim, Raglov, then he took off the Big Day Zov, then he went to the mikveh. Rav Meir holds no. First you take off the Big Day Zov, then you make the Kiddush Yodayim Veraglayim. And we had the Machlokes before, the Shalad Yomakish, the first Kiddush to the second Kiddush. Hey, it's the second Kiddush Yodayim Raglov, everybody holds, is after he put on the second period of Begodim, that's when he made it. So the Shalad, you make the Hekish or not? We had the Machlokes before. Now Yorad V'Tovol. Then the Kohen Gadol went to go to the mikveh, which was in the Azara Bakodesh. Although, when he got finished with the mikveh, he kind of got up, v'nistapik, and he dried himself. Then he v'yoloi Big Day Lovin. Then they put on him the Big Day Lovin. Lovash, according to everybody, he put on the Big Day Lovin first. Then the Kiddush Yodav Raglov. Then he made the second time the Kiddush Yodav Raglov. Rashi, Hevi Lobesa Parvo, Litvol Tfilishniya, in order to do now the second Tfilah, Shehi Tuna Mokam Kodesh, that this needs a Mokam Kodesh, could appreciate Yel, like we learned before. The first mikvah, the first Tfilah, was done Bachoil outside the Azara. Now the second one already is done in the Azara. Reb Meir Omar, Porsha Tfilah, first he takes off the Big Day Zov, V'yacha Kach Kiddush, and then he's Mekadosh Yodayim Veraglayim. We already explained the Machlokes before, if you make the Hekish, the first Kiddush to the second Kiddush. Right, the Mishnah says, B'shachar ho'yeloivesh plusin shel shnei mosamona. In the morning, when he put on the Big Day Lovin, like now, when he went to do the Avodah Hayom, it was very expensive begodim. It was linen that came from the city called Plusin, and it was worth shel shnei mosamona. That's how much it was worth. A lot of money. Trashi b'shachar. Begodim shaloyvesh b'tfilazu. The Big Day Lovin that he puts on now, we have to this tfilah, that he's going to go now inside to do the Avodah Hayom, hoyu mipishtin shel medinas Pelusin. This flax came from the city called Pelusin. Shuchoshe b'mul. It was very, very expensive and fine flax. And it was worth shnei mosamona. Bein harbayim. Later on in the day, he changed again. He went back to Big Day Zov, then back again to Big Day Lovin. When he went later on in the day to put on again the Big Day Lovin, those were different Big Day Lovin. And those flax came from Hindavian. It came from the city called Hindavian. And Shel Shmoina Meyes Zuz. It was only worth 800 Zuz. That's all. Dibra Meyah. It was not as expensive as the morning one was. The morning one was Shnei Masimona. That's like 1,200 Zuz. And the afternoon was only worth 800 Zuz. Dibra Rebbe Meyah. That's Rebbe Meyah Shita. So Drashi Rebbein HaBoyim means the Godim Shalayvish Lohitsoyas Kafamachta. Why do you have to go back again later on in the day, back Lefnai Lefnim, to take out the Kafamach, the Shokteris, to take out the shovel and the pail that he brought in the Keteris with? So the second time, it was made out of the same thing, Big Day Lovin, made out of flax, but there the flax came from Hindians, Rashi, Shohoyo, Mipishton, Shleretz, Hinduyan. That's where the flax came from. The Eretz Kush, Darwin, Yonison, Venuziel, Hayatach Kushi, Orai Hindavor. Hindavin is Erech Kush. That's where the flax came from. And it was not as expensive as the morning flax. That's from Meyeshita. For Chachamim, the Chachamim say like this. Beshachar ha'yaloyvesh shel shumayin osamona. In the morning, the same thing. The flax that he wore for the first Big Day Lovin was more expensive than the afternoon. But Yasser Mey holds it wasn't as expensive as the Tanakhama says. In the morning, it was only worth shumayin osamona. It was only worth 18 mona. Obein Ha'aboyim in the afternoon when he went back again, Lefnai Lefnim, where he put on the second time the Big Day Lovin, that was Shoshnei Mosamona. It was only worth 12 mona. Now Hakil Shloshim mona. Together, the morning and the afternoon was worth 30 mona. So we'll see in the Gemara, why does the Mishnah have to tell you this? Pshita. If it says the morning was 18 and the afternoon was 12, everybody knows 18 and 12 is 30. Why does the Mishnah have to say it for? But I call upon the Mishnah, we'll see in the Gemara why. The Mishnah says now, Eilu Mishot Tzibur. Has this much money that Tzibur had to give the Kohen Gadol in order to make his begodim? Has he had to receive at least 30 mona from the Tzibur in order that he should spend 18 for the morning pair and 12 for the afternoon pair? The Yimrod Salahosif, let's say the Kohen Gadol wanted to spend more money. He wanted to make his begodim more expensive. Moisiv Mishaloi, if he wanted to spend more money, he would have to pay from his own money. He's 30 mona, that's what the tzibur gave him. That was Moishol tzibur. If he wanted to have more expensive, he had to give his own money. Yeah. So, Gemara.